It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Tamara Gray. She is with the Desert Wave Pool, and there's a lot of stuff that's going on because there always is.
There always.
And if you've driven by it lately, the dome is off.
It is off.
So we're going to start right there. First, though, how are things going up there?
Good. We're starting to pick up, and as long as the weather cooperates, if the weather was a little warmer, we'd be doing better, but we'll take it. Today's beautiful. So.
That's right. That's right. Beautiful. The weekend looks good. So we're going to take that. We'll take whatever we can get right now at this point.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. It has been off. What did you guys take it off? Was it Easter weekend? Did it come off?
Yes, it was April 7th was the day we took it off. So it was just a little bit before Easter weekend because we do have the baseball players that we need from the college to help us, or we couldn't do it without them. So that was a good time for them. So, yep, we got it off and fresh air and open, and the water's heated. So, I mean, even if the temperature does drop a little bit, the water's warm. So
come on out and have a good time and enjoy the outdoor wave pool now. And we didn't get it last year.
We didn't. With all the restrictions, we couldn't take the dome off last year. So that was rough. But this year, we took it off a little early for everybody. We'll say that.
Because, usually you guys do it. Is it Memorial Day?
Usually the end of April. Yeah, right about right now is when we would probably be taking it off. So,
well, so get out there and enjoy it. And then, of course, another way to enjoy the wave pool is swimming lessons. And swimming lessons are always going on out there. So let's talk about those.
Yes. So our summer swim lessons will start on June 7th. We kind of take a break right now. We have our last session of the spring ones finishing up. And then they will start June 7th, and we do them in the morning. They run, each session runs 2 weeks, Monday through Thursday, 8 half-hour lessons. So you can give us a call about the last week of May, and we can let you know the schedule. I'm still getting some instructors trained. But, yeah, if you call us the last week of May, we can get that schedule out for the first session. Each session might be a little bit different. We try and keep them the same, but if we have a request for certain levels, then we kind of add more of a certain level if we need it. So about a week before each session starts, you can give us a call and get your name down and we'll sign you up. But yeah, those will start pretty soon. And with the weather being warm and people wanting to get out, you want to make sure you teach your kids to be safe in, on, and around the water.
Well, and that's the one thing that we always talk about when we talk about swim lessons. You know, people like to take those trips to Lake Powell or just go out to the lakes and stuff around here. And giving your kid the confidence, that's what swim lessons are all about, isn't it?
Yes, just making them feel safe, giving you the security that knowing your kids can swim, can tread water, and just know in general how to be safe around it.
And how early do you guys start swim lessons for out there?
We actually start them at 6 months. We have a parent and child class where the parent gets in the water with them, and we start it as early as 6 months old.
And the other thing about this is these always fill up, and I would imagine that this first summer session is the one that probably fills up the quickest.
It is. It is very busy, and we try to keep our class sizes small, so we limit it to 6 in a class just so that it's easier and more beneficial for the student. So, yeah, we do have small class sizes, and they will fill up fast, so you do want to call as soon as we get those scheduled.
And you guys are still having your water aerobics and your open swim. Have those changed at all with the restrictions being lifted on some things? Or
With lap swim, we do reservations, but as for open swim, we are no longer requiring reservations for open swim. We just ask that if there's over 50 people there, you wear your mask on the deck. You don't have to wear it in the water. But we're not requiring reservations any longer for open swim. But if you want lap swim, give us a call because we have had people that requested we still do reservations for lap swim just so everybody has a lane. Other than that, if you have questions, you can give us a call. So if you're planning a birthday party or scheduling something else, give us a call so we can let you know our hours right now. We will start our summer hours at the end of May, May 27th. That's the day school gets out. Then we'll be open our summer hours noon to 8, Monday through Saturday, and Sundays noon to 6. So our first Sunday we'll be open will be May 30th.
And then another great thing that, you know, people need to start looking at right now too is, especially with being able to get out and enjoy the wave pool and be outdoors, birthday parties, reservations, those kinds of things. Let's talk about those and let the people know kind of what you're offering as far as those go.
So for birthday parties, we have a slew of different options that you can do. We have our reserve party package, which is $40. You get admission for 10, a reserve table with balloons, ice cream cups, small drinks, and then you can add additional guests for additional costs. We have a do-it-yourself party where we give you a killer group rate of $1,325 for the first five, and then $275 after that. If you want to reserve a pavilion, we have our small pavilions that you can reserve for $5, or we have two of the large pavilions for $10. You just need to call ahead because those do get booked pretty quick because we don't have a lot of them. So give us a call, and if they're available, we can reserve those for you.
All right, it's time to get back out in the summer sun and enjoy the Desert Wave Pool here in Price. Now, if anybody has questions, the easiest phone number to remember, what is it?
637-SWIM.
I can even remember that one.
Yes, it's easy.
All right, Tamara, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you. And you know what? Good luck, and let's get people back outside and doing what they do and enjoying this summertime weather that's
yes,
coming.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
All right, that's Tamara Gray with the Price City Desert Wave Pool. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.